Patreon exclusive.
I see you playing with your DualSense and your PS5, and I'm like, fuck you. I guess that Phil fucking Spencer wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you, Joanne. Fuck out too. Said so you like Cerny. I think he's so pervy. Now if that's some shit. And although we fight and offend, I still love you, my friend, with a fuck you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Console War Room, where I, your host, Joseph, host of the Trophy Room, a PlayStation podcast made by the players for the players, just straight up embarrasses his competition that is on the Xbox side of things, Mr. Sean Capri, or what we like to call him as Crappri.
Oh, dang. I haven't heard that one in decades. Oh, bring back all the trauma, all the childhood trauma of Crappy. Oh.
Yeah, that's right. We argue about things that don't matter on the battlefield that really shouldn't be.
Yep. We already took down Google Stadia. Let's combine our forces on that Luna business. What's Amazon doing over there?
I mean, we killed off Ouya, we killed off Stadia.
Yep.
Luna is hanging on for dear life. Let's just stomp on their hands so they fall off that volcano. Yeah.
Steam Deck okay though. Steam Deck is okay and is ushering in a new it's ushering in a new way of playing games. That Asus,
until Project Q comes out officially.
Oh my goodness gracious, what a good place to start. How much is that thing gonna cost, Joe?
I don't know. It's enough.
Too much.
Enough.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so great. It's gonna be so great. Listen, let's just talk about the elephants in the room, all right? That mediocre showcase, that just low-hanging fruit showcase.
Yep.
That really was the Xbox showcase.
The PlayStation showcase.
How do you defend the Xbox showcase, Sean?
I don't have
I mean, was it the best thing you've ever seen?
I don't know. It's hard to, I want to sometimes go back and look at what have we seen? What have we felt like was the best? I felt it was pretty strong, but like a lot of it is, I need to say what you're going to say, because it's better if I say it first so you don't come back and go like, blah, blah, and you make a stupid voice and whatever. Like, it's
what
a lot.
Mean, Sean?
I guess I thought 2023 was supposed to be the year. I guess 2024 is going to be the year, and then 2025 is the year.
I mean, I guess it's 2024 now.
I guess it is 2024. But what I will say, and this carried on through Summer Game Fest and Ubisoft and Capcom is happening right now as we're talking about this right now, is games kind of look next gen. Suddenly they look good. A lot of games are starting to like turn that corner. Star Wars, I thought, from Ubisoft looked awesome.
I have not seen it.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're gonna watch with Kyle later on tonight. You're gonna lose your mind. Oh
really? Oh, I'm excited.
You're gonna love it.
Because the trailer on the Xbox show, it looked fine. I loved it because it's Star Wars.
You would have flipped out if it was on a PlayStation show.
No.
Why wasn't it on PlayStation show? By the way, what's Jim Ryan doing? He doesn't like Ubisoft. He was trying to buy them or something. No. I heard.
Well, there's something about the art direction that kind of looked a little bit too Ubisoft or Star Wars.
No, it looked totally authentic. What the heck are you talking about?
It looked a little odd, and I'll take another gander at it.
You should have a leather look.
Ubisoft, yeah. Because it does kind of, I think it's like a weird in-between of like the Rebels artwork mixed with like Ubisoft's like spin and Star Wars.
I didn't
like,
see just, any Ubisoft in there at all. Nothing at all. I don't know what you're... Okay. I don't know what you're seeing.
All right.
And same thing with Avatar. I can't wait for you to see it. It's too bad that we're...
And it's too bad you guys don't have it on your fantasy league.
Avatar or it's
Avatar.
Not...
Avatar.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have it?
Yep. We have it.
Avatar, it could go either way. I think it looks very cool.
Now
it
could go
ambitious.
Either way. Okay. Sure.
It just looks ambitious. Like from a showcase standpoint, it looked pretty cool. I didn't like the only one that I've seen is the first one. Thought it was bad. Really? Okay. But I think it could make for a very good video
game. Second one.
Yeah, it's probably more Avatar. Yeah. But I think that premise, the setting and all of it could make for a very good video game universe. Could be fun.
Well,
to
Sean, let's
around.
Get back on this Xbox showcase.
Oh, right. Okay.
So the Ubisoft one I haven't seen yet, okay?
Okay.
All I got to know is Pandora, like the Frontiers, the Avatar game?
Pandora.
That's coming out this year?
Mm-hmm. Yep. December. Oh, yeah. You don't know yet. You don't know. Want me to tell you things?
Yeah.
You want me to tell you things?
Tell me a little something. When's that one coming out?
It's coming out December.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes me a little nervous.
Pretty close.
Yeah, that makes me a little nervous.
Pretty close. It could move. It could move.
Anytime. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a risk. I would say that's a risk.
Yep.
All right. Xbox Showcase.
Xbox
for
was
me,
good. Xbox was good.
It was solid. I don't think it's their best show. I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves there because I thought it was really good. I think it's the showcase that Microsoft definitely needed in the wake of that has been a bad month and a half of news for them.
Pretty
right?
Solid.
This is the So if Xbox fans are saying that this is the best one ever, I think that's the thing that really matters here.
Yeah.
But some people were in my comments because I was like, it's a B+. It's a really good showcase, but too much in engine, too much CG for my taste. And one person's like, it's in game. That's in game footage. And I'm like, okay, cool. Until I see a UI in it, I'm not going to count that yet. The Fable trailer looked great. And they're like, this is in game. It's shot on Xbox Series X. And I'm like, all these things are great, but there is a difference when you see, for example, Jedi Survivor, that's in-game footage that they use for the cinematics. It looks better than when you actually have the game in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's like, okay, that's really cool. And if it sticks a landing, I'm on board. But even with Senua, right, when they first showed that game off, I was like, that's in-engine, that's in-game. This is what it's going to look like. It's not what the game looks like. So I'm always kind of skeptical when they go, this is in-game or in-engine footage. I gotta see that UI and them swing an axe around before I kind of believe it.
I think for Hellblade is an interesting one. Number one, I think because so much of the game is what was shown. There is gameplay, obviously. There's puzzle solving and all this other stuff. But a lot of the experience is what you saw, So
or
I think
heard.
That... Right. Well, dude, yes, the audio on that, that might have been the first time I got the real ASMR tingles, the triggers right? kind of thing. Very cool. Yeah. So I think it's different. I think you have to take it on a case by case basis. I think that was representative of the experience that you can expect from Hellblade. That's what my guess is. But I understand what you're saying, that it's not necessarily moment to moment gameplay. You're not really seeing that loop, which I also would argue that oftentimes bores people. I actually think that you just watch somebody play. I think that that's not what people really want to see.
Here's the slow pan.
Right. Right. It's unnatural pan. Anyways. It's not really representative. Even when you see gameplay, it's nobody plays like that.
Well, sometimes I do.
Sometimes when you're playing, you're recording for your own footage or you're you think that you're gonna make it look like an E3 presentation of some sort,
but no, I in that sense,
but,
so,
oh,
like,
so Fable, the second thing on Hellblade, second thing, number one, that's how you're gonna experience most of the game. Number two is what I remember from Hellblade 1 is you go from those scenes where it's kind of like an in-game cinematic and it goes to gameplay seamlessly. So I think
And I was talking about the first ever set, the one that opened up the...
And they're fighting the big giants and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, even before that one, the thing that opened up the Series X reveal.
Oh, snap. Yeah, with the demonic,
The ooga, booga, ooga, chaka, ooga, chaka. I can't stop this feeling.
Yeah, that one. That helped that one. Trailer.
Deep inside of me. That's their saying or whatever.
Yep, yep.
But yeah, so the Hellblade trailer. So Fable 1, I'm I'm on board. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of Fable.
Yep.
And they got the actor from the IT Crowd. Awesome. In.
Mm-hmm.
Hellblade was the trailer of the show. And I know Starfield is a game that's literally made for you, Sean.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that it exists for you. But Hellblade for me, I was like, this is the thing that they should be bragging about. This game is the PlayStation level game.
Yep.
As a PlayStation fan, I'm like, this is gonna be incredible.
It's a PlayStation-esque game. What I'm excited about for Starfield is I'm waiting for, I was just saying this on the Xbox Drive, I'm waiting for Xbox to go we're great at this. Like, and it doesn't have to be like, I think Hellblade is going to be like a God of War type. It's going to be like I said, that PlayStation type. The Starfield, there's no comparison anywhere. Right. Like, I just think that that's where they can give me the giant spacefaring RPGs and do that. Mm-hmm. Explorative, totally gigantic, and do all the things, make it super polished. I thought it looked really good too. Starfield looked good, you know. So as far as like, you and I are going to disagree fundamentally on the sort of elements that make up a good showcase, right? Sure. Like, you are dead set against
wrong.
CG. It's, well, you can call it wrong, you can call it whatever you want.
No,
I think you're closed-minded is what I would say, because you have these rules yeah. of it must show, like, if every game, every time you went to a showcase, right, you're every time these things happen, it's like, oh, it needs to do this and it needs to do this, and then you apply that to every single game, it's going to be the most boring showcase ever, because everything is, this is exactly how you go through the menus and this is how the game plays. Like, boo, I want to you can go through a journey of introduce the game. I thought Fable is a good example of this. They got us a logo however many years ago. Now we see tone and comedic tenor and all these things and the look of it, like a little splash of gameplay, maybe some fighting the giant and all that kind of stuff, and then leave it. And we'll revisit it in a year from now. I think that's okay. Right.
No. I think it's okay. It's just don't do it too much, i.e. the PlayStation Showcase.
Well, that's kind of, like, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, like,
we'll get to that too.
You know, like, for example, like Avowed. To me, a big step back. I did not like what I saw of Avowed. I was super interested with the first, you know, like, trailer that we saw of it, the CG trailer.
Yep.
And then seeing what it actually looked like, I was like...
Too colorful?
A part of me understands it, because you have... three fantasy RPGs that now you have to, you know, make each one feel different. You got Fable, you got Elder Scrolls, you got Avowed. So like, Avowed had to change its art style because it looked way too much like Elder Scrolls, you know, after Xbox bought them. So like, I understand the change, and I know, and I think that my hope with Obsidian is, like, though I didn't love the trailer and I don't like the look of it, Obsidian's awesome.
Sorry, yeah, that's kind of where I'm with it too. Yep, absolutely.
So I'm like, I trust you, though I wasn't a fan of this. The Compulsion game.
Yep.
The claymation, like, cool way of, like,
stop motion kind of. Mm-hmm.
Stop motion. Yeah. Like, that's really cool. I think Xbox's portfolio is going to be unlike PlayStation's and Nintendo's in a way where it's like, theirs is about variety.
Yes. Like, that jumped out to me big time throughout the show.
Like, I think the thing that'll make the Xbox portfolio special is there's nothing that identifies this as an Xbox game, if that makes sense.
It's it's a double-edged sword, isn't it, though? Like, you kind of want that, right? Like, you know what you're in for with PlayStation.
Yeah.
You don't really know what you're in for with Nintendo. Mm-hmm. And the only other way to play is no identification on Xbox, I just want it to be like, so what is the hallmark is, I guess, the big question, maybe not for us to discuss today, but that's what I'm left with. And maybe the hallmark is just variety. Maybe that's it. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Perhaps. And I mean that, and they have just such a stranglehold on Western RPGs.
Well, now, like, Japanese role-playing games coming to Game Pass. You got that there, Persona, a bunch of Persona games coming, dude. Like, that's, how's that and feel?
Did you, I mean, it feels good.
Yeah,
looking at that Persona 5T,
it looks good. I'm like, it looks it. Good. Yeah,
you guys can keep it. I think we're gonna be fine. That looked really bad.
They don't make bad games.
They
don't make bad games.
They make. I'm sorry. When I say it looks bad, it looks like a game I wouldn't try.
In the spirit of the show, the Console War Room. Yeah. Let's bring the PlayStation showcase into this, maybe a little bit.
We don't have to do it.
I was just thinking first party up against first party.
Okay.
And the direction that we're going in. And I want to get into, every time Xbox talks is about the next 6 years and blah, blah, blah. Like, I just want to look at, like, the outlook. Sure. So, okay. Granted. And okay. So moving on, you had Fable, Avowed, Clockwork, you had Hellblade in there. You had new Flight Simulator, which is, and then you had Starfield. Like, the first party, I think, came to play with Xbox. What do you got on first party Sony that you're excited about?
Spider-Man.
It's your season. Spider-Man is, look, we're not skipping past Spider-Man because it looks really good.
looks really good.
Yeah.
You got Spider-Man, you got Final Fantasy VII.
First party. Yeah, first party though.
But they're exclusive.
Yeah.
Like that those counts. Aren't coming to Xbox.
That's crazy. You jerks. You know? Look at these deals that you're making it difficult for Xbox to
I know. It makes your life difficult. Final they're Fantasy not coming to Xbox, so too.
Okay.
I've only heard good things about that demo, so you guys are gonna be in good shape. Come like a week or two from now with your fantasy.
What a year. But, I know, man. It's crazy. Okay, so yeah. But like Marathon is cross party, I guess, or cross, like whenever the hell that is.
God, Marathon, dude. Let's talk about that for a sec.
Yeah, good for them. That's cool.
That looks so cool, dude.
It looks fun. Yeah.
Oh my God. That anything that gives me a hint of cyberpunk now, I'm like totally in.
Dude, how I am so into cyberpunk all of a sudden, by the way.
And from what I hear, it's overhauling the entire game.
It looked really good. I'm seriously, I'm looking at it on Steam. I have it on Xbox, but I'm playing on my PC a little bit these days. That Diablo got me back at my PC, the keyboard and mouse, clickety click, 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 and frames.
I'm not going to lie to you, dude. If you could play it on PC, that's where I would probably go.
Yeah.
It's everything I'm hearing about Phantom Liberty is this is the definitive version of playing Cyberpunk.
Dang.
So. It overhauls so many systems. It overhauls the entire world and how you interact with it. Like, it's I think we already view Cyberpunk differently now that it's in a finished state. Mm-hmm. But like Cyberpunk is one of my favorite RPGs of all time now.
Damn.
Like Johnny Silverhand is one of the I can't even call him a protagonist or antagonist. He's just one of the best written characters in
characters. Yeah.
He's just so.
I gotta get into it, man. Good, I'm overwhelmed because like I could be playing Diablo for the next year. I think
that's what I was doing.
I honestly don't know if I'm gonna get back to Tears of the Kingdom, dude. I spent so much money on this game, and I'm like barely gonna end up playing it. But I'm distracted by all these things.
Also stellar. It's also stellar.
Oh man, I'm too dumb for it. It's not the game's fault. I'm just
no. Just take just sit down with it. Give it some time. The puzzles for me. The strong suit about Tears of the Kingdom is just like, there's a way to solve this puzzle, but you can find your way to solve it.
I don't know.
And I've done that so many times. I brute force my way through puzzles sometimes. I even surprise myself. I feel smart. And you know me, I'm a big fucking idiot. So.
Well, we'll bring in a Nintendo voice for Console War Room at some point.
I mean,
but what else you got? You got that Jade Raymond game? Well, I know. We need a third.
You
got that Jade Raymond game? I think didn't look all that inspiring, to be honest.
It looked like a really awesome Ubisoft game. And
looked like a mid Ubisoft game.
Okay, you know what? No, I'm not going to say that. I like the premise of it. I like the Payday vibes mixed with the Rainbow Six Siege vibes that I was getting from it.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of excited for. But again, I just saw CG. So like, and for me, as long as I understand the vibe of the game and I can jive with the vibe and you're not showing me CG constantly, I never like go, and that's a mark against or whatever. Just
sure.
I need variety.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and that's maybe it's a reaction. Like what I saw from Sony is maybe a reaction to the every game is a Ghost of Tsushima, like over the, third person over the shoulder action adventure.
And it's so funny because like to that extent, I'm like, what do you guys want now? Because like that's a little frustrating.
Yeah.
You guys keep telling us that PlayStation only does, and I'll loop this around, that PlayStation only does over-the-shoulder third-person action games. Well, Sony did something different, and you hated it.
Yep.
And then you go to Xbox, and what do the Xbox fans say? Listen, we don't need every game to be some type of third-person, over-the-shoulder, RPG-like game. And what's like most of the things you see at the Xbox showcase? It's like first person Western RPG. Like you saw, what is it? Three of them there.
I don't think that there is any bucket that you could put the Xbox stuff into. I think Xbox has been put into a corner on a lot of fronts in that it's always geared
for it. Yeah.
I don't think anybody, I think like coming in the Xbox community is very strange because nobody knows what to cheer for anything. Nobody knows what games to celebrate. You got games like Ori and the Blind Forest and the Will of the Wisps, and like, why isn't that champion? Why isn't a game like Cuphead champion? Like these games that have been exclusive, we don't know what to do with them. Like, so that sends a message of maybe all you do like is Halo, Gears, and Forza, right? So there's mixed messaging, I think, on on both sides. And I'm just, I think now is PlayStation's turn to sort of like react to that common criticism. Whether it applies over to Xbox land or not, I think is kind of beside the point. In PlayStation land, it's been too much infamous. It's been too much of that style of game. So now they have to respond to it. And now you have to decide in PlayStation land if you like that or not. Yeah. I think the showcase was demonstrative of that. And I feel like the reaction to it is indicative of people don't know what to make of it. Like, what is this? It's not...
It's like, we want something new. Yeah, we want something new, but at the same time, we don't.
They don't. And totally. Both sides of the mouth.
And so for me, it goes back to the old Steve Jobs quote. It's like, the consumer really doesn't know what they want. You have to tell them what they want.
Absolutely.
And I don't think PlayStation told you what you really wanted, other than Spider-Man. I think the PlayStation showcase, I will say, is probably the weakest in recent memory. Mm-hmm. And I think they know that. I think the reaction has been across the board negative, and they'll probably, no doubt, they are taking notes so that next year they don't do that again.
Do you think so?
Yeah,
I think they don't care.
They're really good at reacting to things.
I think they care 0%, honestly, and I think that they look at Xboxes and they still care 0% because they're too busy swimming in their swimming pools of money, the Scrooge McDuck.
They don't care. They really don't care about Xbox much, other like outside of like the Activision stuff.
Yep.
Like they just want it. They just care about how you think about them, because they really want to be the Apple of video games. Mm. Like they really, really want to be the Apple of video games.
Yep.
And reputation means so much to them. And I do think they're still haunted by the ghosts of the PS3. So, you know, what we said on the Trophy Room a number of times now is like, this is just a PlayStation in motion. And every time that they're on the wrong side of history, they do a pretty decent job of going, okay, all right, course correct. This is where everything's going. Like, look at cross play. Look at even the cross platform. What is it? Controversy or upgrades with Horizon and PlayStation going, okay, whoa. All right. No cross upgrade for this game, but you know, here's where we're going to draw the line at the games after Horizon, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So like they do a good job at course correcting when it needs to happen. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty fast at it. So to me, again, this showcase wasn't a strong one, but I know that they're going to probably look at, you know, what they showed and go back to the board and going, okay, Bend, give us something. You know, Santa Monica, give us something.
When do they course correct on VR? When do they course correct on VR, Joe? You spent how much money on your VR too?
$550.
That's a lot of dollars.
It's a lot of dollars. Yeah, and listen, they're doing a decent job showing me games I'd like to play on it. Like Synapse is in a few weeks from now. Mm-hmm. I think the Beat Saber news was huge.
Beat Saber's, you know, big. Yep.
Yeah, Beat Saber is really big. I just think even Firewall Zero Hour Ultra, whatever the
that's a video game title, man. Yeah.
Yeah, but like that's one of the premier PlayStation VR titles of the first gen, and it's getting a major overhaul, and people are really excited about that game. So that game's coming out relatively soon. So there's things to get excited for PlayStation VR too. I just don't think it's the, you know, you don't need it. It's still an accessory at this point in time. But I will,
you feel
say,
good,
like,
if, like, having bought it, you feel good. Like, you think you can feel good about that purchase. Yeah.
I think, there's so many games that I'm excited about playing, again, Synapse being one of them. Foglands, Arizona Sunshine 2 looks really, really fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have Beat Saber. I can't wait to like spend money on the Linkin Park stuff and and Queen. So like, there's stuff I'm going to be entertained with. And honestly, that showcase, that was kind of the highlight for me. It was like most of the VR stuff did it for me.
Okay.
But then we got Spider-Man. And then all of a sudden I'm like, you know what? Maybe this showcase is okay.
Yeah.
Spider-Man looked amazing. And
I
love
when
people... Do you
think it's crazy how like because of that, and maybe even you throw Starfield into the mix, that the game of the year conversation, as strong as the year has been, is not over yet?
It's not over yet, man. Dude, like, I mean, look at, I posted a meme of it. I definitely feel like it's true. It's like, it's the I don't want to play with you anymore, and it's dropping Legend of Zelda.
The Toy Story.
Exactly. It's Diablo now. Like, I do think, I think at the end of the year, I think it's going to come down to three major games. I think it's Starfield, Diablo, and like Legend of Zelda.
Forza
Motorsport.
It'll
probably be the...
That's not what you were going to say.
No. And Zelda will be the big ones. But I think Zelda is just going to... It's just going to sweep again.
Do you think, side note, do you think this is maybe the first year? Do we not already have a category at the Game Awards, Best Remake? Do you guys do that at the Trophy Room?
Yes.
Do you have a Best Remake?
Best Remake / Remaster.
That's such an important category. Right? Unbelievable. Dead Space,
Resident Evil 4.
What else is there? Is that it?
I mean, there's been so many others, but like those two in particular, like
those ones are
geez
great.
Louise. Like those two are masterpiece level games and masterpiece level like remakes.
Yes.
They're so good. And like it sucks when we talk about like the showcase stuff, because of course, like at the end of the day, it goes back to the Phil Spencer quote that I keep, going back to at least. Doesn't matter until you play the game in your hands. Like a lot of these showcases, we go, oh my God, how stellar. And then there are some games that you play, like Shenmue was at the Year of Dreams E3, and Shenmue 3 sucked.
Yeah.
Like it just straight up
sucked.
Wasn't
The Last Guardian there too?
Exactly. Last Guardian was there too.
There was three games. It was Shenmue, The Last Guardian, and something else. Final Fantasy VII Remake.
And then was Kojima there during that year? I don't know. That was the best thing.
Yeah. So,
but like,
funny how these things work out. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Hang your hat on these promises, on what is yet to come.
The grand scheme of things is like, I think Jess Gordon even said, it's like, the showcase was amazing. Now it's time for Xbox to deliver.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's how I kind of think about it. But even when I go back to like this showcase, that's like super mediocre of the PlayStation showcase. Look, I can't even remember the Haven game. It was the PlayStation show. It's a money grab.
It had a dollar sign at the end. Yeah.
Oh God, what's the Haven game? Let me see. My father fell down. He was really bad. You know.
Money spree, something.
Like a dollar sign.
Yeah, what the heck was it? That's terrible.
I know.
Sorry, Jade Listen. Raymond.
No, you guys are doing it, and good on you. You know,
are you close? Are you close? Do you want me to?
Yeah. No. I got it. Listen, fair games. There you go.
Wow.
Fair games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like fair gains. Mm-hmm. Get it? Yeah. That title needs a change of the dollar sign.
What else did we get from first party? What else? What else was a
Concord?
Okay, what was that one?
I'll tell you. You're in a spaceship. It's going like it's forget light speed. We're going plaid.
Amazing. Yep.
Yep. It's like 80s sci-fi inspired. The vibes are cool. There's a sniper on a table, but that's it. That's all we see.
Okay. What else?
Those type of CG trailers, we could just toss those out. We saw Helldivers. Helldivers look
fun. Helldivers
looks
cool.
Gameplay.
No, I'm down for Helldivers. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
Looks and then cool. We saw Spider-Man.
Yeah, I mean, do you need anything else than Spider-Man? That's the thing. Like,
and I think that's what PlayStation's just like, we got Spider-Man. So
even as the person who's supposed to play the role of like PlayStation sucks and PlayStation's dead, I'm nervous to contribute to a conversation that demands more than Spider-Man, which looks like a generational type of game, just this amazing system seller. And people are like, yeah, but what else you got within the next 7 months? Right? Like, I think that's too much. I think that's not a healthy relationship with video games, because how about we enjoy, you get what you get, you don't get upset. Maybe there's a version of that that's brought to the table. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a part of it that feels entitled, especially by us, because we want every showcase has to hit this like personal goal. Mm-hmm. And again, it's why I mentioned before, it's like when you take a look at the games when you're done playing them, it's like there's a lot of sixes, sevens, eights. Like they're not every single one of these is the game of the year that you're playing. Yeah. So like showcases in general, we got to remember what they are. They're long, giant commercials getting us excited for what partnerships that they have.
Seriously, to buy things. Spend our money. Like, they're not giving us this stuff at all.
You know.
But, Joe, I heard a rumor on the internet that exclusives don't matter all of a sudden. Now that PlayStation doesn't have so many exclusives, or at least not at the showcase, that it's actually the third-party games that you play now. And that's what I've been saying the whole time! I've been saying this from day one.
I love this. When it goes like exclusives don't matter, like a few weeks ago, that was Xbox people saying it, right? Starfield.
Wait, what?
Starfield, it doesn't matter what they score.
Yes.
And then it's like exclusives don't matter. Yeah. And then now like PlayStation has a bad showcase or mediocre, whatever you want to call
just
it.
Just not so much as on the first party. Like kind
and
of
then it's time. Like, yeah. And then it's like first party don't even matter anyway. And no, like it always just
PlayStation
flips.
People are saying now. PlayStation people are saying, oh, actually
they're
first party.
Yeah.
people
yeah. in general that say that I think are dumb-dumbs.
I'm down with like net, let's stop going at this point in time. It's this and this point in time and this. It's yeah. just it's always I've said that right from the beginning, even back in the Xbox One, PS4 days. I was saying this that the crossover
well, it didn't matter
between
because
the games
Xbox
is massive.
Killed themselves that gen.
Well, of course. I mean, it doesn't matter. There's nothing to do with anything.
Shot themselves in the foot. Exclusives matter. Absolutely, they do.
You think so?
Yeah. Why do people buy a Nintendo Switch?
For the performance and the online capabilities.
Exactly. It's not for that. You're buying it for Mario. You're buying it for Zelda. You're buying it for Super Smash Brothers. You're buying it for Kirby.
Yep.
Nintendo's the best at it. And they don't, you know, they don't budge. So like exclusives matter. They bring you to an ecosystem. And maybe what happens afterwards is they cement you into that ecosystem. You go, oh, wow, I have so many good quality games here. I'm just going to kind of stick around here.
So you're saying there's more nuance to this conversation than a 140 character
it?
Tweet. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There's so much more nuance to it.
I know
like,
it's 280.
Starfield.
But, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah. But like for example, Starfield, that is a great game.
Yeah.
Phil Spencer, or it looks like it. You need more Starfields.
Yeah.
And it looks like you're getting them. Like, you know, the good old Divining Duke saying, like, just one. It's like, it looks like you're getting just a few.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to matter.
Yeah.
So, like, I think PlayStation's kind of rested on their laurels a bit, and Xbox kind of sees what people want and what I think their audience wants, and they're answering with it. So, like, yeah, if you get a Starfield and Fable Avowed, and, you know, they all start hitting, and they're all really great games. People are going to go and subscribe to Game Pass.
I think
and
that
if
matters.
That wasn't, yeah, real talk. If that didn't matter, then Xbox would not go out there and buy Activision Blizzard. It's not the fact that IP, like that exclusives matter, IP matter.
Hmm.
And are like, look at Fast and the Furious, for example, right? Like that movie gets
did not
butts
see us
in
going
theaters.
There.
I know, but like, okay. like Star Wars, like, you know, whatever you name it, like Spider-Man gets people in theaters. Like,
yeah, familiarity, IP. Recognizability. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So like you get Starfield, you get Call of Duty, you get Diablo all in Game Pass. All of a sudden, Game Pass is way more, poppable to the average consumer.
Mm-hmm.
I could get Call of Duty for $15 a month and Diablo and Starfield.
Imagine,
I've heard nothing
imagine
but
if
great
they
things.
Close it by now and Diablo was included in Game Pass.
Yeah.
Like,
are you telling me that doesn't matter?
Yeah,
no, it matters.
Yeah,
it matters. So IP mattered, not so much exclusives, but you know, they play a huge role. So like exclusives get people to buy the system. There's a reason why they get cemented into that ecosystem though.
I think it's an interesting topic that honestly, like this happens often when you and I chat, like I would almost want to take this little nodule of an idea and explore it in a bit of like a video essay, right? Like where does this come from? This conversation, where does it come from? I think it, for me and in my lizard brain, I think about the original conversation was Xbox has no games, right? Like, and which was a conflation between doesn't have any exclusives that then made it over to it has no games, which is of course not true. And that's where I'm talking about how there's so much crossover in the third party realm that it makes zero sense to say that any of the platforms right now have no games. You can't say that about any of them.
I think I even said it on the Trophy Room this week. It's like at the end of the day, what are we arguing about? For right. real, what are we arguing about? Xbox has said their goal is to give you 4 games every year. PlayStation's goal, they've already stated, it's at least 2 games a year.
Yeah.
We're arguing at the end of the day, so semantics. It's like
exactly.
We're arguing about 6 games.
Yeah.
let's slow down.
Yeah.
A lot of it has to do with like tribalism and I bought this piece of plastic therefore has to be better than the piece of plastic I didn't buy. Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorite things about the commentary in video games right now, is that that's a thing that a lot of people like recognize and understand. You don't have to really persuade or introduce that notion anymore. That's a pretty recent thing, that fighting over our plastic boxes is a notion that we all understand, you know? Yeah. That's pretty recent. I feel like that was like Xbox One, PS4 generation that was introduced. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good.
I mean, it's always kind of been there, but I think it's gotten a lot worse.
That it's dumb to be in the console wars is what I'm getting at. Console wars have always been there, but what I'm trying to say is that the notion of console wars being stupid, and to boil it down and simplify it to, these are plastic boxes, you grown children, you know? Children. I think that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I'm glad it's here.
Oh yeah, I'm happy that it's here. I really like when I'm listening to an Xbox show and they talk about they're playing a Nintendo game. Right. I like it when I'm listening to a PlayStation show and going, I'm playing this Xbox game and I'm really enjoying it. Mm-hmm. It's the notion that I know both of us do, but like we're really proud of at the Trophy Room, which is just like, guys, I've been talking about playing Zelda for like 3 weeks in a row. You know, like, right. I really love it. It's about championing the developers and people that make them. It's the reason why we're a PlayStation show at the end of the day. We prefer the people or the studios that make them, but we're not the like the weird zealots online. We're here to talk about the ecosystem of PlayStation and not just openly worship it.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. And it takes a little while to get there, but I'm glad that we're here until you and I get together and shame each other's choices.
That's true.
Let's talk about room is blue. I'm just realizing how much of a fanboy you are. Your walls are painted blue.
Let's talk about the reason why people are here. All right.
I forgot about all this. I'm like, okay, we're going to wrap this up, or are you good with the showcase? The showcase talk? We're not here to go game by game.
No, we're not here to go game. It's just generalizations. I really like the Summer Games Fest.
Mm-hmm. Yep, me too.
I have a lot, and I have, hey, Sean, I have a lot of thoughts on each game, Sean. A lot
of
them.
Same.
Really great. I think, honestly, that's Jeff Keighley's best showcase so far of like video games. Xbox had their best showcase in years, which is great.
Yep.
I don't think it's the best, but I think it's, if it's in that conversation, it's definitely what they needed. PlayStation. Man, big swing and a miss, but hey,
they tried. And Nintendo will come up here pretty soon here, and they're going to give us a Mario game by the end of the year, and we're all going to be very happy about it.
Sure.
Or Donkey Kong game.
So let's just talk about it. Let me just.
All right. Yeah.
How are you feeling about our fantasy critically?
You pull this up. I feel like you are at risk of destroying your friendships over this thing.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I think you should just calm it down, okay? I think just take it easy. Just the game.
Yeah, you're right. It's just a game.
Yeah.
It's just, I love it. Kyle gives like, he's like, dude, you really gotta cool down. And I'm like, I'm in Sean Capri's chat right now. He's like, come on.
Maybe just know when you're, these are the things I talk to my 6-year-old son about. Just maybe realize when you're pissing someone off. Okay.
So how do you feel about this, man? Yeah. Well, first I want to talk about some really like actual things that happened, because the past 24 hours have been a little rough.
Yep.
Okay. You know, Trophy Room had to deal with a lot of Nick Merck trolls all of a sudden. That was really weird.
Why did you have to deal with that?
Well, because, you know, we have every Pride Month we do charities for
LGBTQ organizations. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So we're brainwashing kids, apparently.
Okay.
You know, just because we're donating to charities that, you know, help it so that, you know, LGBTQ kids can talk to people and not kill themselves at the end of the day, you know. But apparently that's evil for us to do. Anyway, and then, like, last night, I'm just playing Diablo, as one does. Again, just trying to de-stress over a very stressful time. It's a very stressful day.
Yep.
And then I hear a thud. All right. And my papa, he fell in the shower. Okay. My daddy's getting older. You know, he's just 2 years from retirement. He's just trying to make it 2 years to retirement. And he's had a history of varicose veins in his leg. And we thought we actually, it's been literally like.
It's been.
Sorry, it's been two decades story. Since his vein popped. Oh, blood no. everywhere. He's on oh, floor flop.
Why did I do that?
Why did I contribute? That's why
right, this is okay? awesome. Is your dad okay? I'm
so
sorry.
Yeah, no, he's you know, there was blood. His leg was up. I was like, shit, I know this song and dance. I'm going to be taking him to the hospital. He's going to say he's okay. The middle of the night, I'm going to be driving him 4 a.m. in the morning to the hospital, right? And I was like, Dad, how are you? He's like, I'm doing okay, son. You know, I'm sorry you're seeing my balls at the moment. I'm like, that's not important. You're hurt.
Why?
And he's like, yeah, at least I'm doing better than Sean's fantasy critic week. Oh, yeah, no, Dad, it's been rough for him.
Oh, no, that's amazing, dude.
I thought of that joke you got when we hit record.
Okay, but seriously, I hope your dad's okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's all right. I think he's right now at the, like, he had like a scheduled, like an emergency appointment and all the stuff. So, you know, it's getting sorted, but it's been a stressful day. It's been a really stressful day. So I just appreciate everybody, you know, sending their well wishes here and, you know, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be a-okay.
Okay. Well, getting back to this, let's just get a couple things out of the way. You had a couple wins. Yeah. Over the last, especially the last 24 hours or last week or so. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is a counter pick that you have on us. Yeah. And we are now locked in. It is not coming out this year. Yeah. It's not happening. The other game that we learned is absolutely not coming out this year is Star Wars Outlaws. This is now the name of the game. So you've locked us in on two games that will not be released and will have a 0 point score, which is the equivalent to the score that we received for Minecraft Legends, which got a 7 on OpenCritic. So that one's on that one is on me. That one's on you. I thought it was a safe bet for points, positive points. Yeah, sure. But to net out at 0 was disappointing.
It was disappointing for sure.
And just overall, Minecraft. Why can't Minecraft endeavor to be amazing?
I like what Phil Spencer says. He's like, we know what like those games are. Like at the end of the day, like they fell into that range. Like
I guess
Minecraft itself is like huge for kids because like the mechanics are like super simple. Yeah. You know, at the end of the day. So I think that's when they introduce things like Minecraft Legends or Dungeons. They're like, these are solid entries. They don't need to go over and beyond or be too complex because this is made for kids at the end of the day.
I mean, look, we took that one pretty deep in the draft. I don't feel terrible about it. Yeah. We have a lot of games to fill. That's the other thing. Like our top five are going to be great.
I think that's your strong suit, honestly. You know, as I was driving here and thinking about how you guys are losing real bad, I was like, they have a really tremendous opportunity because there are games that aren't coming out that they can, you know, now work around our scheduled games and going, okay.
Right.
We could counterpick this. We could, you know, like we could pick this game. This is kind of held off, but like, I think that's where your strong suit is. It's like right now there's like two or three games theoretically. I mean, you got two free spaces right now, but like that you can
we'll get another one. We'll drop Senua's Saga.
Oh yeah, there you go. That was the one I was thinking. Yeah. So you got three open slots, and you could kind of work around our picks as well.
Yep.
But
when you watch, and I'll be in your chat, I think later on today, when you watch Ubisoft and you're watching Assassin's Creed Mirage, think about us. Okay.
Honestly, I think that's going to do really good.
I think it's going to be really good too.
I think it's going to be like mid 80s.
84. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like 84, 85. Because like there's a want and a need for those types of games to come back.
Let's link this back to our chat about the showcase. Starfield is made for me. I am totally geeking out about this game.
Oh, right. We didn't even talk about it. Yeah.
We have Starfield, and I am confident now in fantasy. I think that's a high 80s, maybe even a 90 potential.
It has a potential to be low 90s, and I think I even said it when I was trolling you guys, but like I do mean it here now. Starfield's your make or break. I think if it is above a 90, you guys are in.
Because it's guys deep. What is that, our 10th pick or something? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Exactly 10th pick. So if we have a 90 at our 10th pick, which also we had 90 as our, I don't even know what this was, like 25th pick. Xenoblade Chronicles 3 Future Redeem was a 90.
That was crazy.
It's a deep 90. But you guys also have a deep 94 with Metroid Prime Remastered.
Ooh, can't believe we did it.
Which is bonkers.
I like to thank God.
Yeah.
I like to thank God.
God's plan.
Yeah, God's
plan. Yeah, but Starfield looks really good. I'm so excited. I bought my controller. You bought a controller? Yeah. Yeah.
So, real talk, it's at the end of that. You could see, like, Luke and I were like, okay, like, just show me the gameplay, though. Like, you're talking about a lot of these systems. Just show me the pew, pew. And then there's, like, a moment at the end where, like, and this is, like, what combat looks like. And it's a good, like, 10 to 30 second loop. And I'm like,
yep.
This is Cyberpunk. All right. Yep. I like this.
Looks
like
good.
This, and what I mean, so, like, Cyberpunk's, like, action is solid. Yep. So, like, this is solid shooting mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm in.
And sandwich collecting.
So, it seems like there's a lot to do in that game.
Yep.
Let's see how it all comes together. If it comes together good, I think we're in.
Could be a 90. Forza Motorsport could be a 90.
Definitely a 90.
Final Fantasy 16 could be a 90 plus.
Could be.
Those are all on our side for those keeping track at home.
Could be. Yeah. But we have Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, Resident
Evil
4
remake. Which
is
already scored in. 96 is bonkers for that game. That's
96 is bonkers.
That's a little...
I would even say it's a little much.
What are you thinking for Spidey-Man at this point?
High 80s.
89?
88, 89, around
there. I think the excitement's going to get the best of people on that one. I think it's going to be very, very high.
So here's what matters to us. What Spider-Man's going to hit at? Because right now we're currently in the lead by 12 points, right? Yep. And... by the time Final Fantasy comes out, you'll probably be in the league by 8 points or so. That's what I'm thinking.
How many days are we away from? Is that the end of the month? That's the end of the month.
22nd.
Okay. Yep.
And so we've made some strategic plans. So Spider-Man 2, Silksong, we got to see for that
Not
Nintendo.
Happening. Not happening.
They doubled down. It's later this year.
Yeah. They didn't double down. They extended. They didn't double down.
They extended and go at later this year.
Yeah, we'll see.
Then we have Sea of Stars.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
That's going to be a high 80,
potential.
Right?
Potential.
Mm-hmm. Replaced, which they've also said it was supposed to come out this summer.
Yep.
We'll see.
We're here.
We'll see.
We've counterpicked that one, which I think is our riskiest.
I think that's the riskiest one.
It is a risky one, but I actually think maybe Advance Wars was riskier. And I think we got by okay on that. To only lose 11 points on Advance Wars, I think that's all right.
And then you have Cyberpunk 2077, Phantom Liberty. I think that is going to be...
That could be a 90.
Sean, I think that one's going to... If that's a high 80, we're walking away with it.
Yep.
I'll just say it. I feel confident. And by hearing what everybody says in terms of like how deep of a upgrade this is to the even just base game alone. Yeah. Phantom Liberty seems like it may just hit that.
I gotta get into this game. I don't want to play it on my Xbox though. Good. I have it. I got a review code for it on Xbox. I played maybe like 10 hours of it.
Ooh, how dare you?
I played more. I don't know. I streamed it.
Wait for it. Phantom Liberty to drop. And then like all the systems are improved.
Yeah.
So I would say get on that DLC before you play it, get the DLC before you play it.
Yeah.
There's
some deals going on right now. So we'll see.
And
we'll
think our biggest strength now is we get to drop a game comfortably. And we get to drop Destiny Lightfall, the 71.
You get it. What is it called? The super drop or something?
We get the super drop. The super drop, which is that's why I think we're in a bit of a luck because theoretically, you guys have to wait. You guys got to wait for news on Replaced.
We could super drop Advance Wars. I'm kind of airing out my own strategy here, but we could super drop Advance Wars as a counter pick and then lock you in on something else.
And I don't think we could lock us in on something. I think you just get the drop and that's it.
I can't replace the counter pick.
talk to Kyle about it.
He'll know. Yeah, I'll check that out.
Because also, like, I wouldn't want to do that. Like, honestly, like, with the games you got, I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, what else would I even lock you in for? Oxenfree. Yeah. Oxenfree is going to be a 72.
Yeah. You think that's a mistake?
I don't know. Probably not. I think it's a good pickup. I think Liza P could go either way, but it's looking pretty good.
It's looking pretty solid. Mm-hmm. Demo was... I like the game a lot. There are problems with it, and it seems like the base is pretty divided on Liza P. I'm not going to lie.
That's what I'm... That's... Yeah. That could go kind of...
And that's why I'm kind of talking to Kyle, like, listen, us airing out our own strategies. Like, this could be a 77 or a 80.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, what do we want to play with? I don't know. Look, the plucky squire looks amazing. We just need a date. Armor core, let's go. And then we have Avatar, Frontiers of Pandora, Mortal Kombat 1.
Mortal Kombat 1.
Like a Dragon. Well. Yeah, Like a Dragon Gaiden, the man who erased his name. Dude, that trailer alone, I mean, that title alone.
What even is that?
The man who erased his name.
It's like a...
How fucking metal is that, dude?
I don't think it's metal at all.
How cool is that? It's the coolest thing ever. Who's he? The man who erased his name. How does one erase their name?
It's just at the top of like a test. You just flip your pencil over. You're like, thank goodness I got a number two pencil.
You could change your name. You can't erase it.
Oh.
What's your name? I don't know. I erased it.
I think you're making something out of nothing on this one.
So cool. Cocoon seems like that is the Kyle pick.
Yeah.
That is getting announced at the Annapurna show. That's the Kyle pick that might just save us.
If it comes out, there's all these games like I could see getting pushed. I could see Plucky Squire maybe not landing. Cocoon maybe not landing. Yep. I don't know.
But we'll know by August.
I could see not landing. Do we have a date for Oxenfree?
Yep. It is July.
A date?
Yeah. Let me see when Oxenfree
July 12th. Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, it's coming soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why, like, by July, we have the lead back. And I don't know if we're going to be losing.
You guys got that indie slant.
I told Kyle, I was like, I don't know. Like, with the first season review, like, that was our first game out of 7. Remember when you talked a lot of shit? It was like, oh, you guys all have 7s. Remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, I go to Kyle. Yeah. I go to Kyle. I was like, maybe we need to really be picky on the indie games.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they're weighted even more than the big AAA games.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm feeling actually, now that I'm saying that out loud, very confident in what we got. What about you? Are you feeling confident?
I think you could go either way at this point, honestly.
Yeah.
I want to start like filling in. Maybe next time we do this, I want to start like taking what we say, where we think these games are going to land at, and just like plunk in the numbers. You know, get my old the visor, like the accountant's visor, and the keyboard, the roll of paper. Mm-hmm. All right, see,
you're not even smoking it. Yeah,
exactly. Just kind of run the numbers here a little bit, because I don't know. I don't know. I'm looking at these games. I think you guys have a good pick, but a good set of picks. I never know where Pikmin is going to land. Like, is this going to be the Nintendo that disappoints and gets a 70? Let's or see. Is this going to be, I don't know. This is Miyamoto, though. Like, I think Pikmin 4 is probably a good pick for you.
Well, let's see what Pikmin.
Pikmin, I think, is like 82, 80, between 82 and 86, I think.
That's somewhere Pikmin in 3. There. That's
it. What was Pikmin 3? Like 84. Maybe 87 as high as 87?
85.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And if Miyamoto's working on Pikmin 4?
I don't know if he's working I don't know if he's working actively on anything. No, but that's his. Like, that's
out of him around.
He made a shirt. He was wearing a shirt that he was real proud that he made. He's like, see, I made this shirt. He just held it up. He's real good.
I love him, man.
But Pikmin will get you at least 10, maybe 15 points. Like that'll be good for you.
That's the game we're trying to play. It's like, what's going to give us 10 to 12 points?
Yep.
Solid points.
Yep.
You know?
What about Mina the Hollower? This game, you think this game's coming?
Nope.
you counterpicked it, so you kind of have to hope that it's not coming out.
Well, you didn't listen to our Patreon show. They literally told Kyle the reason why they said 2023 is because Kickstarter won't let them.
Oh, I did hear
announce
that.
Yes. For 2024.
That's right.
So I mean, it's not coming out, but it looks great. And if it was, if it was coming out this year, then you guys win. I mean, just you guys would win. That from what Kyle is playing, he's like, it is phenomenal.
The tail of the tape here might be your counter pick in game more than your actual pick in game.
Yeah.
Which is a reverse from last year, of course, where counter picking really made you lose, if you remember. Yeah. Like where you guys are 0-1 on this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't won yet. You've not won.
Oh, I mean, if you want to get like real deep into detail,
it's not that deep. It's, you know, surface level stats, really.
I mean, surface level.
How many rings do you have?
Surface level says a lot. If you counted the games up now from last year, we would actually probably be winning. We probably would have won.
Yeah, but that's just like you create these like weird, you know, scenarios and rules.
Guys, it was stolen from us. That's the other thing. It was stolen from us, guys.
The audience can decide. But
the audience has decided. They said that we won, but it was stolen from us.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, we got to take our fantasy league back.
I heard there was good people on both sides, Joe.
I know there were.
I heard there was.
Because I was there.
My gosh. Well, it actually is. I think it's in a good spot. Like last year, it was like the fact that it was so close last year, you can put all the nonsense aside. It was entertaining. And I think that we both have some looking to do at this. I don't think it's over. Nothing's over. Like, just give me something to drink.
Like, what do you think about Counter-Strike 2?
I don't know anything about it.
Really?
I think it's like hardcore. I think like that's the name that comes to mind is not softcore, it's hardcore. Is it dated? Summer.
It's they say summer, so you got July and August.
Like it's probably gonna be good. Right? But I heard people who review games aren't very skilled at games, so who knows?
That's true. I heard they already decided.
I'm most mad that you have Mortal Kombat, actually, and you have it that deep. You obviously picked it up at some point after the original draft. That's a really good one for you. But on that note, we have Street Fighter 6 and that scored 92, by the way.
92. That's nuts.
That is nuts. That actually climbed up from the last time I saw it.
Yeah. And I think it speaks a lot to our strategy. Again, I think Mortal Kombat will probably at the end of the day cancel out Street Fighter. At least that's my hope.
It'll be
high 80 or maybe a 90.
Yep.
I was actually, can Ooh. I be real? I was surprised at how high Street Fighter 6 landed.
Same. So, yeah. I knew Super it was going to be good, but like, I don't know. It's funny because like every point matters. Like between the difference between 89 and a 92, because there are a bunch of these, like Diablo 4 is 89, and which I would be happy with. And that was our fourth pick compared to your like third pick, which was Resident Evil 4 Remake, scored a 92. That gets you 24 points instead of our 19. So like it matters. Every one of these points kind of matters, which is nuts.
That's right.
I wanted to ask you about one other thing. Alan Wake 2 is a game that we've seen a little bit recently, and we have that on our side. And I think that's going to score real good. And I think it's going to land. Yeah. I think it's going to be good for us.
I think so. When you first picked Alan Wake, I was like, okay, good.
Like, I don't even think pick. I wanted it. If we listen back, this is a Ryan pick. I think I was like, the first Alan Wake was not good.
But. And it didn't score great. Mm-hmm. That was the thing. Like Alan Wake scored, I think, if memory serves, on Open Critic. Let me
like
just 83 make sure. It was a 77.
Was it really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And then Alan Wake Remaster. Let's just take a look.
Like 50s. Like they did terribly.
80.
What? I thought it was bad. Or was it just on Switch that it was bad?
Probably just on Switch. So like I love Remedy, don't get me wrong, but like their highest rated game comes to mind is Control. Mm-hmm. And let's see what Control sits at, which is phenomenal.
86.
83.
That's way too low for Control.
I know.
Reviews are stupid. Why do we play this game?
But remember, it was clunky on PS4 and Xbox. You got to remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember
But
that.
Hearing really good things about Alan Wake 2 makes me feel like this is a high 80s game.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets me really excited because Remedy is honestly just spectacular developers. Yep. And they're making weird shit. That plays great.
I like it.
You know?
I like it. Yep.
Makes me feel nice. That is one that I think could scare me as well.
Yeah, because it's a horror game.
Quivering in my... Ooh. Who you gonna play as?
Well, you don't get to pick throughout the game. I think there's moments throughout the game that you get to choose one or the other, is what I understand some of that recent quote, but we'll find out more.
I thought it's like Resident Evil 2.
Basically, yeah, I don't think so, but maybe I misheard. As many times as I cannot play as Alan, I will do that.
Why is that?
I think Alan is boring, and I think he's lame. It must be these A names, Aloy, Alan, just terrible protagonists.
It's not a lake, it's an ocean.
Hey, Sean.
Hey.
This isn't a podcast, this is a conversation.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, I'm a famous writer.
Oh my gosh.
I just type things in a typewriter.
Hey, I can't wait for you to see Avatar Frontiers of Pandora.
Yeah.
Because Pandora. I think it's going to be, finally, we'll have a game sort of like Horizon that's actually good.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Actually, for real, I can't wait for you to see it. I think your reaction will
I can't wait to see one. Star Wars and it Star to win War. Me over.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was a little bummed out. It's not the Mandalorian game. I'm going to be real. I think that's what had me bummed.
I think you should wait and see. Let's just you see.
And also, like, female protagonist again.
Oh, I know, pushing the agenda.
She has shaggy hair.
What?
She's a lady. She should have combed hair.
She's got such a cute little sidekick animal thing.
It's so furry and cute. I can't wait. I hope that thing's cute.
I know.
I really hope. All right.
Okay, all right,
fine. That's been the console war room.
That's it.
Sean, we're real good friends at the end of the day. We shook hands. We understood that Xbox is dead. D-E-D, dead. And soon, PlayStation's joining them, and we're going to turn this into a Nintendo.
It's a Romeo and Juliet situation, man. It's a tragedy, really.
It's a tragedy.
Yep.
Hey, by the way, I'm going to the Nintendo World. Wednesday with my brother.
Wednesday? Oh, Wednesday, like... 2 days? Wait, what
yeah,
is it today?
2 days from now.
Today's Monday?
Yeah.
I will be there.
On Wednesday?
I fly into New York Wednesday morning. I will be, is that for real? Like this, your face.
I know, I really now gotta make it work.
Me too. I'm like, there's things I gotta make sure that line
You're
up.
You're gonna meet my brother. It's gonna be great, yeah.
I am on a red eye. I fly out at 1 a.m. Wednesday morning, and I arrive at like 9.
God. Oh my god,
dude, that's amazing!
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I'll see you there.
Okay. We'll see. If the stars align. Awesome.
Holy crap! Why?
My brother really wants the Zelda controller, and he's like, the best bet is it's at a Nintendo.
I was gonna say, like, Friday's wide open for me. Saturday's pretty wide open as well. I was supposed to fly home early on Saturday, but everything got changed, so I'm not flying home until afternoon, evening on Saturday. So Friday's wide open. It was meant to be. Saturday accidentally has turned out to be wide open. I'm hoping to meet up with Joe after work.
I'm so excited. Look at me. I don't know what to do with my hands.
Oh man. Okay, cool. Ooh. Cool, 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 cool.
All right, cool, cool,
All right,
cool,
I'll
cool,
see you
cool,
soon. I'll see you in like a couple days.
Like 2 days. Yeah.
Neat.
Depending
That's
on when the
crazy.
Show comes
How
out.
How does that happen?
Yeah.
No, we'll put out the show right away. Let's put out the show right away. In the middle of all of this content that we're both putting out right now. Shout out to your community. It's been very cool. People love this show.
That's right.
We're back.
That's right.
Sorry for the time off. That was my fault.
Ooh-wee. It's my fault too.
No, it's my fault. I was like, having a nervous breakdown and whatever.
Why am I saying? No. It's your fault. This is Console War Room. We hate each other. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I do.
All right. The
All
end.
Right, everybody. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.